Hey, Anka Herman back again with another Daily Spark of Inspiration. And today I want to talk about the three stages of building a business. And the first time I heard this way of looking at it was from a guy called Dove Gordon. He's a marketing guy and I quite like, he's sort of one of those down-to-earth, no bullshit kind of marketing guys who I really quite like following. And he describes building a business as going from oversimplifying things, going to overcomplicating things, and then if you get out on the other end, you reach clarity and true simplicity. And I looked at my own efforts and I had to really giggle because, and I guess that's why I remember it, because I go, God, I could recognize myself. You know, it was really, oh, let's just move to Spain and start a sewing business. How hard can it be? Oh, I have no idea about flamenco costumes, but that's not a big deal. I just get on Google and find out, you know, and people come and buy it and I'll be happy ever after. How hard can it be? I definitely went through that. And then when challenges come up, you know, when you have an order or when you haven't had the first order and you wonder whether this is ever going to even work, or, you know, then you have a few orders, but, you know, somehow, you know, it's not enough to, you know, and you wonder whether you'll ever be able to make a living, or, you know, you then have so much work that you kind of overwhelmed, don't know how, you know, God, do I know about the overcomplicating phase. And that's really the point where most people give up. And that's also the point where people appreciate help. Because actually it's quite funny sometimes when you speak to people that are really early and they don't even think of, going, well, that's not a problem. Everything is like really clear in front of me, really cruisy, no problem whatsoever. Why would I need help? You know? And then when you kind of go down into the pit of overcomplicating things, you know, that's when, yeah, I think when you really have, that's when there's a fork in the road, you know, or you find a way, which is a lot easier if you get help and support, or most people actually give up in that stage. And that's why there's all these statistics, and that actually kind of coincides that they're like, okay, there's so many who give up in the first year, in the first 5 years, and only a small percentage actually make it, you know, 10 years and more. And they are the ones who actually find the way out of the, you know, overcomplicating and find this way of true simplicity. And I can really sign that, and it's part of why I'm here, you know, to say, well, okay, that overcomplicating pit isn't fun, and I'm really on a mission to help anyone who needs it to get through faster and without losing the enthusiasm for what they set out to do. So where on the curve are you? And what are you going to do about it? See you tomorrow.